Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I want to say, too, at the beginning of this program, I haven't said it recently, and I really should be. Please go to our website, renewalministries.net. You can see all of the CDs, DVDs, booklets, all kinds of books, all kinds of things that we have available to you. You might say to yourself, what does she mean by that? Or what does she mean, apply it to my life? How do I do that? What do I do? Take a look at our website, renewalministries.net, and take a look at what we offer there and see if something there, I'm sure there will be, because we write a lot of booklets and we do some books. We've done a number of DVDs and CDs precisely for this purpose. So check our website so that you can grow in your faith, so that it can be real for you. I do mean real. God wants genuine disciples. Genuine disciples. So lift up your heart. Take a look at the website. See what we're offering. See what would be helpful, not only for you. This is part of how evangelism works. Say, I'll bet so-and-so would like that. And direct them to the website so they can take a look. God has so much he wants to give us. And the truth, given our society today, the truth is being more compromised. It's being silenced. It's being overpowered. And the ultimate source of truth is God himself. And so we cover him over, as we're doing in our society today, or we banish him from conversation. We do that to our own peril, because we do not have the wisdom, no matter how bright we are, we do not have the wisdom to see the way through many of the challenges our societies are facing today. We just don't. You can have the most brilliant of people, but if the origin of the wisdom is not in God, it will not lead you to your own destiny. You want not just to be wise in this world, you want to be wise for eternal life. And ultimately, those are the people that others turn to when circumstances get very difficult. Live in the truth. Love the truth, because the truth is a person. It is Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those who follow me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's a promise, and God never lies, and God never fails if you put your trust in him. So come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. Come to me, and I will give you rest. The first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 22 to 34. What we see here now is the beginning of the formation of the new disciples. Many of them are new Christians. And now, how do we form them into disciples? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, beginning with verse 22. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas. God bless Paul. But he stood firm. And the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. Now just think of that. You have been beaten. You're bloodied. You're black and blue. You're in misery. And now your feet are shackled and you're on the dirt. Think of it. It's not the worst torture, but it certainly is miserable. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened. Now just stop right there. Not even a complete sentence. This was what I just described as their condition. But what are they doing? They're not moaning. They're not complaining. They were praying and singing hymns to God as the other prisoners listened. This is perfect evangelism. Really, this is it. That even when you're in difficulty, your faith can shine through. There was suddenly such a severe earthquake while they were singing that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open. The chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. You see, he had, this is Roman way of thinking, he had charge of the prisoners. Somehow they escaped. The responsibility is his. And the best thing to do is fall on his sword and die. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. Now look, Paul, what would you have done? I would have run. My gosh, I was free. Let's get out of here. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself." This is the one who had ordered his beating. "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What did those apostles do? They didn't have lengthy teachings of great wisdom that would come later. They testified to their faith in God by their peace, even in the midst of great suffering. And signs and wonders accompanied them. The earthquake comes, the entire jail, everybody's shaken free. It's quite something, isn't it? "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. This is the middle of the night. They had been beaten. Think of it. They spoke the word of the Lord and to everyone in his house. And he so overcome, he took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Look at the immediate response to the power of the gospel. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. God was moving swiftly. But here was a man who in a basic way was just, who did not know, did not understand, was simply carrying out his job as the jailer. But he knew when he encountered love and power and forgiveness and mercy, he was converted. "Your right hand saves me, O Lord." We don't save ourselves, brothers and sisters. We never can. It's the right hand of God who saves us again and again and again. Thank him. Thank him. Yield to him. I was coming back the other day in a flight from Toronto, and the winds were very, very gusty, and it was a small plane. There were just about 50 of us on the plane. And for a few moments there, it was just like we were tossed about at the mercy of the winds as we were coming into Detroit. It was very strong. We had a marvelous pilot, thank God. But it was very strong winds, and you realized how fragile. It was one of those times where I knew how fragile I really was. I was being held in being by God himself. Really. The plane was cracking, making all kinds of noises, and I thought, you know, this could be it. It could disintegrate. But somehow, my peace was not disturbed. I was held in the hands of God. So are you every moment of every day. If we but put our faith in him, lean on him, follow him, he will care for us. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 5 to 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asked me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. I know, because I'm leaving. I know you're experiencing grief. I understand that. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So I'm going to promise you someone is coming to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. The sin is unbelief. They do not believe in me. The righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me, but righteousness, we fix our gaze on him as he goes to the Father. We follow him wherever he goes by the power of the Holy Spirit. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Brothers and sisters, all the spirits that roam about this world, seeking whom they may devour, and they devour many because we don't have a solid foundation on which we're living. Don't just preach to your children or your grandchildren. Live it. Live it. Let them see the fruit of such a life. Persevere in it. Eventually, it will get through. Because the ruler of this world has been condemned. He plays around with a lot of souls, but in the end, he will be destroyed. He is condemned to eternal death. Put your trust where your trust is secure. Put it in God, who has made all kinds of promises to us. Take some time and read through the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and write down all the promises that God makes. And then ask the Lord how he wants to fulfill them in your life. Step by step, for the rest of your life, you'll see God's action. You'll see God's hand. The Holy Spirit is coming. The Holy Spirit is coming again in a certain way to us. Each time, each Pentecost, we should be opening our hearts deeper and deeper and wider to receive more of the Holy Spirit, more of the Spirit of truth, more of the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord. I almost felt like I could hear you all saying it with me. God has so many gifts he wants to give us. Well, brothers and sisters, don't let the world and its ways and its promises blind you. Don't let that happen. Read of God's promises. Write out God's promises. Put them before you. God will not fail you. His promises are just and true and eternal. The Holy Spirit is the one who comes to us to lead us safely home to the Father, the source of all truth, all goodness, all beauty. Honestly, this is not just pious language. This is truth. Prepare and open your heart for the Holy Spirit. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.